God's promise to Abraham in Genesis. It is God who sets the stage for the confusing yet hopeful exchange of promise. God comes to the old man Abram to declare he will be blessed with land and blessings and children that outnumber the stars in the sky. It is Abram at 75 thinks this to be more than difficult to believe as God goes quiet for a few years after the promise has been made. Abram and Sarai become more convinced that this will not happen. Being barren for nearly 90 years could have an impact on your faith. After Abraham has done what God commanded him and he sees the land offering, yet does not believe he will have children, it is God who then takes Abraham outside to show him the stars in the sky as a reminder of the promise. It is difficult for us to imagine being in this predicament the way Abraham and Sarah would be. We can only see from our perspective what it is that God has done for us, and so to see the future would be based on those experiences. If God has been faithful to us, we tend to believe God will be faithful again. When we do not see God as faithful for whatever reason, it would be difficult to think of God as faithful in our future. Sarah had been barren for so long, she could not imagine having her own child, and so she tries to take on her own understanding of what God may have been saying. In our world, we see so much violence and division that it's difficult for us to think God is still walking with us. We see people turning against their neighbors for what seems to be personal. It is our role as followers of God to find ways to show faithfulness in times of despair. God has and will be faithful to us. Will we be faithful to God? What is required of us according to Scriptures? Micah 6 says, "And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" The God of Abraham keeps the covenant of blessing to all nations through Abraham by sending a Messiah. It is the open gate of Jesus Christ, the promise of God's covenant shown to us. The open gate of salvation and blessing are our hope in times of struggle and hopelessness. Have faith in the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of covenant, as you promised Abraham descendants as numerous as the stars, you have also promised us that we might live under those stars as your people, faithful and loved. Show us how to live as your people and how to nurture all your children with whom we share the same canopy of sky night after night. Your gate is open to us. Amen.